This is the Trinitonian Podcast.
This is your source for a weekly roundup of campus news, events, insights, perspectives, and more.
This is the Trinitonian.
The Trinitonian.
The Trinitonian Podcast.
This is the Trinitonian Podcast.
This is the Trinitonian Podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Anthony. Up first on this week's edition of the podcast, a story from contributor Noel Barrera about DIY gaming right here at Trinity.
Recently in Dr. Delwich's mobile gaming class, students had an assignment that encouraged them to try something out of their comfort zones. Delwich instructed students to create a DIY project outside their typical field of interest. Engineers could bake, artists could create a mathematical equation, geologists could grow cheese in their dorm room. This mostly offline project connects to the process of coding and programming mobile games, which requires a lot of ingenuity and innovation, as well as a larger DIY culture that has exploded with the birth of the internet. Many students are insecure about their technological abilities, and Delwich hopes that the confidence boost students gain from trying something new can translate over to future class projects. This assignment also gives the students a chance to synthesize different resources to make an original project and to weigh the value of one resource against another. As Delwich said in a quote that didn't make it into the article, there's more than one way to cook an omelet.
Up next, a piece from contributor Gabriella Garriga.
Midterm elections are around the corner, and students on campus are spending the months before organizing, block walking, and preparing Trinity's community. Trinity groups across the political sphere are gearing up for midterm elections, focusing efforts toward political engagement. TFL members are going to be block walking for Chip Roy, the congressional candidate running for District 21, every Saturday with students from UTSA. Additionally, TFL will start phone banking every Tuesday. On the other side of the spectrum, Trinity Progressives have been focusing on registering voters this semester. Trinity Progressives eBoard, all deputized to register people, plans to hold voter registration tables every Tuesday to make it easier for members of the Trinity community to vote in November. Finally, on September 25th, National Voter Registration Day, SGA is partnering with Move Texas to bring deputized members to campus and to get students registered. As of August 31st, other organizations from campus like Trinity Progressives, Pride, Trinity Volunteer Action Committee, Eco Allies, APO, Trinity Diversity Connection have agreed to help table.
Up next, a piece from contributor Jolie Francis about the Bird Scooters.
Bird Scooters were introduced to San Antonio in late June and have recently made their appearance onto the Trinity campus. These scooters are all over the country and have partnerships with two universities, one of which is Abilene Christian University. Ty Kelly is the SGA president at ACU and the person who contacted Bird for the university. The partnership with Bird means that ACU has birds all around campus that the students can use, and the bird company pays the university $1 a day for every bird that's housed on campus. From what I gathered, much of the Trinity population supports having scooters on campus. Paul Wright, director of business operations at Trinity, would be willing to look into partnering with Bird if the Trinity students show enough demand for them.
I only saw these scooters called Bird, which were really interesting.
So yeah, those are new. Those are super new.
Yeah,
those got here right around the time y'all got here.
Yeah, a lot of friends like this, like to use the Bird scooters.
But maybe you need big cars here because it's raining a lot here, a lot more than in Germany.
It's like also raining here, in Germany.
Yeah, but not like this dimension.
Mm-hmm, probably.
It's but usually not like
I don't say think it's never
it's
like
usually not like this.
Just cut this out.
On this week's podcast exclusive segment, two students from the 20-person group of German Fulbright scholars that just wrapped up their 4-week stay at Trinity University.
Well, hi, my name is Milat. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Germany. I was born in a city called Bochum in the western part of Germany. I'm studying in Osnabrück, which is a small town in the northern part of Germany. I'm doing European studies and law. According to your system, I would be a senior right now.
Hello, everybody. My name is Benny. I study medical engineering in Magdeburg. It's also in Germany. I'm from Germany as well. My family lives at the German-French border. And now I'm here with the Fulbright Scholarship.
We were 20 students from all over Germany. We met 2 times before coming to the United States, but the meetings were very short, so the actual getting to know each other was actually in the United States. Concerning Fulbright, I would say Fulbright's motto is turning nations into people.
Nice.
And that's actually what we achieved, I think. We were able to turn the United States into people. Going home, I don't have the American flag in my imagination when I think about the United States, but more the people and the experiences I went through.
I had lower expectations about the trip, but I knew it would be very wonderful because it's the Fulbright program. I have heard so much about this program from other scholars. Yeah, at first I thought that Texas is a very conservative state and you have the rednecks here, but I actually haven't seen any of them, and so it was a good experience to live on campus and being with you. You have a great community, by the way, and I enjoyed the time here.
Obviously, it was just for 1 month. We knew it from the very beginning. It was going to be more an insight than a real experience of a semester. But because of the fact that we started with all the other students from the very beginning of the semester, we were able to make a lot of friends. We were able to meet a lot of people. That was actually also what I was aiming for, meeting people, talking to people. Before coming to the United States, I didn't really know what I'm going to expect. Didn't really know how people in the United States do think. And now that this month is over, I have a pretty good image of at least, let's say, San Antonio or Texas. And I'm going home with a lot of friends and a lot of memories also. Our task was to go to classes. We had several options, and I personally choose physical theater, history of theater, and Jewish graphic novels. So I had three classes, and that was also basically my my task throughout the week.
I take music classes and math classes and anthropology by Dr. Nakhvi. Yeah, I took the math class, and my math teacher was very... She wanted to teach the students. She wanted the students learn something. And in Germany, the professors don't care about the students, what if they learn or if they don't learn, because you have so many students in one class in Germany that they cannot be there for all of them. So I sit in classes with 500 students for math, and this is too much.
Here, while studying at Trinity, something very new for me was that we received homework. We had to do assignments every week, which is the complete opposite of how studying in Germany is understood. We in Germany are completely free in the way we study, so we are actually even not required to be in classes in some states. You can probably not go to any class throughout the whole semester, but you just have to learn for the final exam, and if you pass the exams, you somehow get through. Which in Trinity is... So the system in Trinity is more like a school. I recognize that. I made very good experiences with the teachers and also the classes, which are very small amount of people, so they can focus on each student specifically. But I would criticize the fact that going to Trinity, even though it's a private school, you really need to be very rich, or you need to get a scholarship. While in Germany, every university, or at least let's say our university system, is overall public, which means you just have to pay for one semester 300 euros. In my case, I think other cases, it's 200 or 400, it depends, but let's say 300-ish,
wow.
which means 600 euros for a year. And in these 600 euros, you also have the allowance to use public transportation within that money. So let's say you have 60,000 in Trinity, while you have just 1,000 in Germany. And I wouldn't say that the difference in these amount of money are actually tangible in the way of education, I discovered. I mean, there is a difference in education, but it's not worth another $59,000. at the end of our journey, at the end of this month, we also were able to give a presentation, give something for the Trinity students, which was about the German society. The event was called Identity, Integration, Success. And there was a question mark after the word success. So we were talking about what actually identity is, how the German society looks like, and how integration actually works.
To think about their own identity, because it's important to know where you come from and what you like to be, because you should always be true to yourself. This is my advice for the Trinity students here.
I appreciate your answer, but I would disagree on that. But because of the fact that I would say, concerning the question of identity, which is a question that everyone can answer specifically, I would say that you shouldn't care that much about that question. You should just not let yourself label by the others, but more accept the fact that you might probably have more identities than just one, because of the fact that we are all students with a migrational background and are all somehow struggling with the questions of identity. So that's why I would say that you should not determine on one identity, one specific, but more know how many identities or how many countries or nations or societies there are out there in the world where you can actually be a part of. Yeah, but that's just my point of view. Yeah, we did that. I think that was a quite good event. A lot of people came to me after that event, and they were just hugging me and saying it was really enlightening. It was good. I was also feeling good to be able to give something back to Trinity, because I received so much in this month.
We went to the border, the Mexican-American border, last week to Laredo, and this was our favorite part of the whole trip, because we saw how it is to work at a border patrol and why people actually do this job. Seeing how all of that works was very hard for me, but I appreciated it, because you don't have the opportunity to go to the border every time in your life, and it was a one lifetime experience, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it hard for you to see how it all worked?
Yeah, it was, because it was like hunting people. I don't know how to say it in other words, but you felt like people are illegal and they are not welcomed in the US.
One specific memory I would have to choose. It's, first of all, it's quite hard to choose one specific one, but I would say the trips we made, for example, to Austin, that was nice, but even more nice, I would say, was the way to those cities, because we were able to drive through the highways, seeing the highways, the streets, the cars, seeing the pit stops, which are all in giant sizes. Comparing them to Germany, your highways are twice or three times bigger than ours, and yeah, that was quite interesting. And also the people we met, for example, in Austin or in Laredo, as Benny said.
I was wondering about how many people drive in cars here. Everyone has a car, and you're allowed to drive at the year of 16. When you become 16, you can drive. Mm-hmm. And everyone has very big cars, and that was very fascinating me, and yeah.
Comparing that to Germany, I would say in Germany you wouldn't be able to drive a truck in Germany, because you wouldn't have any friends, or at least in my friend circle, they would be very disappointed, let's say, because of the fact that these trucks have a lot of consumption, and they're really bad for environment. So I think the way of thinking towards environmental issues, towards climate change in Texas, comparing to Germany, differ from each other. I would say that there is way more for you guys to go to understand it than we actually do, because I haven't actually seen one electric car when I was here in Texas. While in Germany, you can see at least a few every day. So that's the difference I recognized. Another fact that surprised me at the very beginning when I started the semester was that every student in Trinity wears or wore the Trinity clothes. And by saying that, I mean shirts which have the Trinity name on them. It's very interesting because in Germany we do not wear our university clothes, even though we have small university merchandise shops, but no one's wearing them. So for me it was interesting because I'm always thinking about the question of school uniform, and it is not a school uniform which you are wearing right now, because you are free to wear whatever you want, but still you choose the Trinity clothes. And it was very interesting because wearing clothes that represent Trinity also builds up a sense of community within the students, which I really liked, the dynamics. And it's more familiar at this university, but that's also probably because of the fact that you students also live in dorms, which are also on campus, so whole student life is playing on campus.
At first, it was very nice to eat at maybe, but it is still nice to eat at maybe. I don't know why you always complaining about it, because you can pick up good food and healthy food there, but you can also decide on having something different like ice or burgers. Mm-hmm. It's depending on how you can behave yourself.
I mean, besides the fact that also for me maybe was quite tasty, and there's also huge amount of variety, I would criticize the fact that so much food is wasted.
Yeah,
people pick burgers and they throw them away completely without biting once into those burgers. It's probably because of the fact that you have to pay one time at the very beginning of the entrance, and then you're free to eat as much as you want, which supports the waste of food. And I was wondering about this. There was a huge amount of food waste in the time I could eat it in maybe.
And would that differ from Germany?
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, in Germany it is, our cafeteria works differently. You go into the cafeteria without paying for an entrance, but more paying for your meal. So you think twice before taking a burger or taking a, let's say, a soup or a cookie. You think, is it worth the money I would spend? Am I really eating this? And you would also earn some critical views in my cafeteria if you throw away food. You get questions. Why did you buy it? Why did you take it? Now that you don't eat it, couldn't you estimate your stomach better? So yeah, that's a difference I recognize.
That's it for this week's edition of the Trinitonian Podcast. My name is Dominic Anthony, and I'll be back next week. Our intro music was written by San Antonio-based indie duo Vana, and this week's outro music is from San Antonio-based band Booty Feet.